Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The two issues on evictions and unenhanced unemployment, we're prepared to do a deal for a couple of weeks while we negotiate.
That's Mnuchin and company. They're trying to get another stimulus deal done. Will they, even on a short term? It looks kind of doubtful because the, you know, unless they turn something around here the next couple of days, it's been kind of loggerheads in Washington, as so many things have been in recent days. And that brings us to Money Monday. Glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be back. Thank you to Dave Watson and Joe Borelli and Frank Morano and Chef David Burke, who all filled in for me. Dave Fisher was one of the regulars who made his appearance last week, even though I was away. And he rejoins us now to discuss these markets and other things. David, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me once again. Welcome back from vacation, and I'm glad you had a great time.
Yeah, the family got to just soak in some vitamin D and watch waves for a few days. So it turned out to be pretty nice. Hey, let's talk about the markets. I was completely out of the financial loop last week. What's going on in terms of how things are performing year to date right now?
Well, you'll be surprised at this wave coming that happened here and will continue to happen. I'll mention that wave in a second, but to give the year to date on the Dow is down 7.7%, a little bit even lower than last week. S&P is about the same it was last week. Year to date, down 0.8%, slightly less than a percent. NASDAQ, the only index, up 18.9%, just shy of 19%. But the wave is gold, 30.3% up year to date. It's up another 5% this last week compared to the week before.
Wow.
Silver is the shining star, 37.6% up year to date. It's up almost 10% in the last week. And the number one asset class, we talked about gold and silver at the beginning of the year, leading the charge. I predicted that. It is doing that. And here's another fact that's a little bit disturbing. On the backside of this, year to date, equity outflows, in other words, money coming out of the indexes, amounted to $39 billion year to date.
Whoa.
Money coming out of equities. While inflows into bonds and commodities, gold, silver, are over $200 billion year to date, with a whopping $1.145 trillion going into cash, i.e., money markets. So that's telling us, the insiders, might like this rise in a few handful of stocks, you know, Google, Facebook, all those things. A lot of the money is going into commodities. A lot of money is going on the sidelines in cash, and 60% of the market is yielding less than 1% as of June 30th. So
wow.
At the same time, we're seeing negative global yields soaring in debt at $14.6 trillion, up from $11 trillion in just January. 3% of this investable bond market inverse today is yields more than 5%. In other words, only 3% of bonds are giving more than 5%. So the money that's going inflow in bonds is taking a big risk. Yeah, a lot of money is going into commodities. So considering that in the late 70s, when the bond market was in a bull, 75% of bonds traded were yielding 5% or higher. So we're in a very weird environment where most of the paper assets are not performing. Gold and silver are performing, and there's a big movement out of equities into these commodities.
Wow, that is just stunning. And Dave, I feel like I was only gone 1 week, but what happened? Well, and let's talk about that for a second, because money is coming out of the stock market. You just clearly talked about what it's doing. How are those stocks that are rising still on the upside?
Well, that's a great question. You know, stocks are rallying because the Fed is pushing money, free money. In essence, they're buying our treasuries. They're creating free money out of thin air, and it's completely doing that. You know, as a great example, last Thursday, the U.S. reported the worst quarter ever for economic growth, whopping 9.5% contraction. You analyze that, that's almost 33%. That day, the S&P rallied on the news. So the news doesn't make sense. But the market is not focusing on the past. It's focusing on the future. And the future is telling us the Fed is going to print a ton of money, because last Wednesday, the Fed announced it's going to provide at least $125 billion in liquidity in the markets every month from now until 2022, early 22. So that tells us a lot of money is going to get printed. They've already printed $2.1 trillion. $3 trillion. They're going to do $2.1 trillion for sure in the next 18 months. It'll probably be more than that. So all this money is driving up the market because the Fed is buying the bond market, which bleeds into a few stocks that's causing it to go up. And buybacks in these tech stocks are at all-time highs. So that's driving the market. It's not real fundamentals.
Well, you've talked about it for the last several years that you've been on with me on Mondays. But friends, if you're not seeing these numbers, you owe it to yourself to look them up, to see what's happened with gold over the last year, over the last 6 months, particularly 30% plus gains. There is no place else that I feel that is more trustworthy in how they deal with me by way of my precious metals than David's firm, Landmark Capital. And that's why I do all of my precious metals buying through him. Let me ask you this, and it's a little off script, Dave. Silver popped even more than gold this last week. Does that mean that silver is something that even longtime gold buyers should be looking at?
This tells us that we're going to have inflation. When we had the 70s, silver outperformed gold significantly, and we had an inflationary environment. And that's what Morgan Stanley came out and said, brace yourself for spike inflation. They came out, Michael Wilson, the guy who's predicted a downturn in, he talked about a downturn in the market in January, and I was quoting him, it happened because of COVID-19. He's now predicting, he's been really spot on for Morgan Stanley. Now he's predicting massive inflation. So we're seeing money act accordingly and going into silver. Silver has been less performing previous to about a month ago, and so it's playing the catch-up game. But this tells us, Kevin, clearly, with all this record-breaking money that the Fed is issuing, and they're committed to doing this, we're going to have a spike in both products, gold and silver. And analysts are coming out and saying now $2,000 gold right around the corner, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Some are saying even $10,000. And I'm talking about very well-respected analysts and economists are saying the whole financial system that's based around the dollar is going to come in question. And now there's a big movement towards gold, and now especially silver, because inflation is coming. So get yourself diversified. It's a great asset to hold. Don't look back and say, I wish I would have bought gold at under $2,000 and silver under $25 when it's $35 or $40 or $2,500, $3,000 gold. I hear that all the time. We're in a long-term bull market.
Yeah. And friends, like I said, there's no one that I trust more when it comes to buying my own gold and silver. I would call Landmark Capital today. I would jump on this. I would make sure that your portfolio is protected. 844-604-2575. The number one and two most performing assets in investments right now. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.